You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to the William Hill Cricket Podcast. We're looking ahead to the final of the ICC World 2020. England take on West Indies. My name is Mark Walton and I'm joined on the line by former England international Anthony McGrath. How are you, Anthony?
I'm very well. Yourself?
Yes, very well, thank you. Looking forward to the match on Sunday. And if I'd have asked you, well, I did ask you at the start of the tournament, could you envisage England getting to the final? Their improvement's been great, hasn't it?
No. I think you remember my answer. I didn't give England much of a chance, and I think probably going into the innings against South Africa, chased down that amazing score. If they'd have lost there, they're out of the tournament. So the fortunes have completely changed round, and it's amazing that we've got this game in Eden Gardens in Kolkata and not one subcontinent team's in the final, which is amazing. England versus West Indies, so a real turn up I think all round, but I think you have to be fair, they're probably the two best teams outside New Zealand and end up in the final.
Yeah, and it's also a piece of history will be made as well, because whoever wins this will be the first nation to win the ICC World 2020 for a second time, won't they? So a bit of history riding on it as well.
Yeah, absolutely. West Indies more recently. England's form has been patchy, to say the least, in 2020s, but they've really got a bit of momentum behind them now. And going into the final, it's a difficult one to pick, but England all round in terms of the batting and the bowling are probably more men in form than the West Indies, but it's going to be close for sure.
Let's just have a quick chat about how the teams got here. England's semi-final performance against New Zealand was well, remarkable, really, considering that New Zealand were unbeaten going into that match. And England, well, they battered them, really, didn't they?
Yeah, you're spot on. I mean, New Zealand were the form team, an unblemished record, looking really, really good, really adapted to the conditions in India. The spinners have been flying high, but England certainly saved the best performance of the tournament so far for the semi-final. To win with three overs to spare in a 2020 game is a real walloping, and it was a magnificent performance to beat that New Zealand team, who I think most people had as favourites before the semi-final, the way they were playing. So that just shows you the achievement England have put in the other day.
And what do you make of West Indies' path to the final? And they obviously beat India in the semis, they beat England earlier on in the competition as well.
Yeah, just looked like they've tailed off slightly. I mean, they started so well when they had that loss against Afghanistan. I know they rested a couple of players. And then it took a couple of individual performances to beat India. I didn't think they played too flash against India, especially the bowling. But they got over the line, and to beat India in India is an achievement in itself. And one thing you would say about this West Indies team, they do know how to win, and win in tight situation. So, they'll be confident, having beaten England already in the tournament, that they can do that again tomorrow.
So who wins it then, Anthony, in terms of the match betting here? It's a 10-11 pick'em, England 10-11, yeah. West Indies 10-11. Can you split them?
I'm going to go with England probably for one of the few times this tournament. I just think the way they're playing, three of the batsmen have over 150 runs in the tournament. West Indies, Chris Gayle got 100, but apart from that, he's not done much else. Russell's chipped in, obviously. Lyndall Simmons played well the other day. And in the bowling, I thought England would struggle in the bowling, but they've really got together, and the seamers in particular have surprised me. And I think England have better seamers than the West Indies. Not sure they're the better spinners. So I think for them reasons, I think England will just nick this, but I think it'll to and fro all the way through, and I think England will just get over the line.
Okay, England to shade it then. Let's go through some individual player markets. We'll start with the top England batsmen. Joe Root, 11-4. Alex Hales, 100-30. Jason Roy, also 100-30. James Vince is 9-2. Josh Butler, 11-2. Owen Morgan, 6s, 9s, barring those. The batting has really been England's strength, hasn't it? And you've got players in there, the likes of Jason Roy in the semi-final and Joe Root earlier on in the competition, that have really won the game for England. So who do you think will stand out in the final?
Yeah, like you say, there have a lot of players in form. Everyone looks so confident, scoring so quickly as well. I think you could make a case for anyone. The man I'm going to go for is Josh Butler. I just think he is batting so well at the moment, and he just seems to be hitting everything clean for 406. He doesn't need many balls at all. You know, he demolished New Zealand when he came in. The only danger is he does back down at five. Sometimes he gets pushed up if England get a good start, but I think Butler will thrive on the big occasion, so I'm just going to go for Josh Butler over the others.
Butler to be England's top batsman. Then what about West Indies batsman? Chris Gayle heads the market there at 2-1. Lyndall Simmons is 7-2. Johnson Charles 4-1. Evan Lewis is 5-1. As is Marlon Samuels. Dwayne Bravo 10s and 12s or bigger for the others. Who do you like for the Windies?
Yeah, I would normally go with Chris Gayle given his big match experience. Apart from his 100, as I said, he's had a bit of an injury and he's not done much else. I've got a feeling that England might stifle him in the final as well. I'm going to go with Lyndall Simmons after his great innings against India. Played well under pressure. That must give him a lot of confidence going into this final. He'll bat in the middle overs. So I just think Lyndall Simmons again, just over Chris Gayle.
Lyndall Simmons then 7-2. Just with regards to Chris Gayle, Nasser Hussain's been saying today that England seamers must exploit lateral movement against him to try and nullify him. Do you think that's the way they'll approach the game?
Yeah, I think so. I think now the confidence is in Jordan and Willie as well. I think the other teams really look to attack him as well. I think, you know, not bowling spin in the first sixth over is key against Chris Gayle, because if he does get a start, we've seen it before, he just goes on and on. You've got to get him in the first few overs. So I think you know what Nasser said is right. They'll attack him, be really aggressive against him, and try and get him out early on. And I think you know, if you can do that, it takes a huge part away from the West Indies.
All right, let's talk about ball in hand then. Top England bowler, Adil Rashid is 100-30 at the top of the market. Chris Jordan, 7-2. David Willey, also 7-2. Ben Stokes is 4-1, as is Rhys Topley. Liam Plunkett, 9-2, with Moeen Ali, and 6-1 or bigger prices for the others. Who do you like ball in hand for England?
I'm going to go with the same. I mentioned early in the tournament, I thought England, if they did well, the spinners would have to bowl well, but it's the seamers who've stood up. Well, Willie's, I think, 8 wickets now. But I'm going to go with Chris Jordan. Bowling, as I said, superbly the other day. He'll bowl at the start and the end, and I think he'll likely to pick up a few wickets and carry on his good form.
Chris Jordan and the selection for top England bowler, and the final market we'll look at here is the top West Indies bowler. Dwayne Bravo is 3-1. Samuel Badgery is also 3-1. Andre Russell 130. Jerome Taylor 4-1 with Suleiman Ben. It's 9-2 for Jason Holder, and fives are bigger for the rest. Who do you like for the West Indies?
Between two for me, Samuel Badgery, who I think's West Indies' best bowler. He does bowl in the first six overs, so chance of wickets then, but only two men out in the deep, so it does reduce his chance of getting catches on the edge like the normal spinners. Andre Russell's been picking up wickets as well. I think he's just West Indies' leading wicket taker. I don't think there's their best bowler, but he does seem to have a knack of picking up wickets, so I'm going to go with him ahead of Samuel Badgery. I think England will look to just see off Badgery rather than really go after him, and I think Russell's maybe a man they will attack, and if they do that, there's a chance for him to pick up wickets like he's done in the rest of the tournament. So Andre Russell for me.
Russell for Anthony there then. Any other markets you like the look of?
Just one, the man of the match. I think it's always one you know, people to get involved with at a good price, and I'm going to go with the man I selected for England's top bat, and that's Josh Butler. Bit of work to do behind the stumps, but I think he's a match winner, and if he gets in and plays well and England win, he's every chance of scooping that man of the match award too.
Yeah, Butler to be man of the match, 10-1 in that particular market. Let's just have a quick summary then, Anthony, if you'll spin us through your thoughts and your selections for England. Yeah. Against West Indies in the ICC World 2020 final.
Yeah, so England to win for me, I think they'll just get over the line. England's top batsman, and don't forget, you get your money back as a free bet if your selection finishes second. The man I'm going for in that category is Josh Butler. West Indies top bat, I'm going to go with the man in form from the semi-final, Lyndall Simmons. England with the ball, top wicket taker, I'm going to go with Chris Jordan. And for West Indies, top wicket taker, I'm going to go for the other opening bowler, Andre Russell.
So all in all, you're leaning towards England?
Leaning towards England. I think they'll just get over the line. To and fro, as I said earlier, but I think England will just come out on top and be, hopefully, the World T20 champions.
Superb. Good work, Anthony. Pleasure speaking to you once again. Good luck and
thank you.
Enjoy the final.
Thanks, mate.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.